both are fine, but I forget other people don't realize
Yeah.
that. If you've never been, why would you know?
Right, exactly. And so, and then as far as the other audience that you already currently have, instead of trying to sell them, or you're in, remember, you're not in the business of convincing. And right now you've got an audience full of people you're trying to convince. This is a good idea.
Yes, that's true. That's a good point.
Are you looking to find more leads, increase your revenue, and convert more leads into clients? Are you frustrated by all the information out there and confused what strategy to implement to truly see results and growth in your business? If so, I want to invite you to a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive into your unique business and goals and create a profit strategy customized to you. Let's cut through all the noise and all the bullshit and grow the hell out of your business. Book your free rapid fire strategy call today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Real Truth About Business podcast. My name is Michelle Denio. I am your host as always, and I am excited to get this new style of podcast started. These are the Focused Action Live Coaching Sessions. So although I'm calling them live, but they're not live, they're pre-recorded, right? But they are in the moment, right? We are recording it and the coaching is happening live as we are recording. So although it's pre-recorded, that's what I mean by it. So anyways, a little bit of a digression there, but I have today with me Heather Wyatt with Goddess Getawaves, and she is in Costa Rica, the absolute dreamiest of places. She moved down there recently, right? Within the past year, and starting her new business, or has a business that's was established or getting going. So she's having trouble. I want to read exactly what her struggle is. And then we're going to just dive into it. We're just going to riff on it. We're going to go through it and we're going to figure it out. So if you are interested in one of these live coaching sessions, you can click the link in the show notes and you can get yourself scheduled. So please, by all means, the more information you can give me, the better. So Heather's question to me was, I'm having a lot of interest in the retreat planning, but when it comes to people paying and people realize there's a cost, they back out. All the work is done on my end before they can promote their retreat. The fee is added to the retreat guest cost, so there is no out-of-pocket money for the host, but they do have to pay upfront and it is non-refundable if they can't fill the retreat. So Heather, I'm going to let you tell me a little bit more. I know you said that you've got a little bit more information since you filled that out. So tell me, let's dive in. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. So yeah, that's exactly it. And some more information to add is I've since broken it down into three different categories. And so I'm doing 500 just consulting to map out your vision, what you need to do, your timeline to get there. I'm not doing any of the booking on that. So 1500 okay. is your full itinerary. I book everything for you. You don't have to do a thing except bring the guests, collect the money from the guests. And then the third option is $3,000. That's where I do the full itinerary, book everything, but I'm there on site with you. Oh, and okay. so I've broken it up into three different categories now. I felt like that makes it a little more options, which yep. is sometimes good, sometimes not. So the place I'm getting stuck in, the thing that I wrote to you, is people are very excited. They want to have their retreat. They want me to plan it for them. But yes, it's that $1,500 does have to be paid. We do put that into the price of the guest attending the retreat, but it still has to be paid. All of my work is done in the beginning. And people are getting turned off by that, by having to pay. So like upfront, because they feel like it's money out of their pocket. So it before when I wrote this to you, I was $1,500 is the fee upfront. I think that's fair. It's mm-hmm. a service. You yeah. have to pay for it. You get your money back. And now I'm trying to make things cleaner and more efficient, as we should be doing. And I've broken it up into payments. So upon proposal, you pay $500 for the deposit. And then 90 days after, you pay another $500. And so in that point, I'm still in the middle of planning your itinerary. And then the final $500 is due 60 days before your retreat. So by then, you will have had your itinerary, everything's booked, everything's done. So that's where I'm at. That's all the information that I have right now.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the calls that you're having, the people that you're having conversations with. Who is your ideal client for these retreats?
So that's been evolving the more conversations I have because I'm realizing maybe these people just aren't right. Maybe they're not understanding what it is here. And so my ideal client is a person that has a community. They have a program they want to offer. But now part of this evolvement is they have to have at least a $5,000 program because if you just need to. I feel like that's the qualifier. You have to have a $5,000 program because then we can sell a lower priced retreat. And afterwards, the idea is to keep you making money from this. So you make money from the retreat, but I want you to be able to make money another way. I want you to keep that ball rolling. So $2,500 retreat, we can enroll into a $5,000 program minimum. I mean, some of my clients are having. They have bigger ticket offers. But where was I? I lost my train of thought. So,
Okay, so
yeah, I
that's
feel like
okay.
that's
It's a good
the qualifier
spot. Okay, a good point. So, are you trying to get people to use the retreat as their initial like lead generator, or this is a warm audience? They already have people ready and waiting, and they're waiting for this retreat, or they're trying to sell the retreat. Are they planning the retreat and then trying to sell it, or is the retreat already sold and they just need to plan it, right? Like, do these people you're talking to, do they have an audience that's ready and waiting for a retreat? They've already primed their audience, they've already prepped them. They already said in 2025, we're going to Costa Rica, it's part of this program. Or is it something where they have an audience, they're maybe in a program, and then it's like, oh, I'm thinking of doing a retreat and I'm thinking it will be in Costa Rica. And what, who might be interested in this? Is it, where are they at?
I think the people that I'm getting right now are more in the thinking about it. It's not the already have it planned, just need it planned, you know, that it's an idea. It's still, people are still in the more beginning stages of this, thinking about it. And the other part of it is, I think that might be part of the issue is they're lacking the confidence that they're going to be able to fill the retreat. So they're like, oh, wait, this is non-refundable. Wait, but what if I can't do it?
So $1,500 really at the end of the day for somebody with a $5,000 program is not a terrible investment. So I don't think it's the investment issue of it. I think it's that it all sounds good, right? I think that there's a lot of issue in the people that you're having conversation with is that they have never done this, right? For the most part, probably many of them have never offered a retreat. The idea of it sounds exciting, but then they get into it and they think about all the things they have to plan and all of the selling and all of the things that go around it. And it's like, I don't know if I really want to put $1,500 into this, you know? So, because again, like, especially in the online space, like retreats are the thing and everybody thinks it's like the next best thing until they realize how much work it is. So one thing is I would potentially change your positioning. And this has been the thought that I've had since I originally got your request for this call was it's working with the audience of people who either incorporate their retreat, and this is where your consulting piece may come in, is being able to help them figure out how this falls in line. So instead of maybe jumping right to that $1,500, maybe the consult is the piece that you actually sell them first, because it actually will help them figure out how they can incorporate this into their offers already, right? So maybe they have a mastermind that they launch once a year And their mastermind is $5,000 to $6,000 to join in. And they already have people ready and waiting on the wait list for this mastermind. And then, oh, by the way, if you want to go to the retreat, it's at a reduced price if you buy into the mastermind, right? And mastermind members get first access, they get first dibs, you know, so really creating more of a inclusive offer of, oh, the retreat is included in this program. And you own, so there's two ways to do it. They can either increase the price of their initial program and just include the retreat costs in it, which is where that $500 consult might come in really handy, because you might be able to say to them, okay, before you launch this program, let's just sell it once. It's much easier to sell one program than it is to sell multiple programs, right? So if a coach is already, or a consultant is already struggling to sell one program, why not just incorporate it in? Oh, when you get this, you also get access to the retreat, you get upfront, right? So you may just need to be more on the consulting side in the beginning to get people prepped and ready to help them incorporate it into their offers. That's one thought. The other thought would be to work with people that have already done retreats and are just looking for a new location. Have you spoken to anybody that's like, they run a retreat every single year and they've just, Costa Rica's been on their bucket list and they just have no idea and they're afraid of safety and they don't know anything about it, right? But they already have an audience primed and ready and that knows that's what they do and that's all they offer is retreats.
So I think that's really interesting, that part. And that's certainly an ideal niche market, is the people that have done retreats and understand how painful it is to go through the process of it and just don't want to do it. They just want to hire somebody else to do it because they're tired of it. That is certainly the ideal market. Something, there is also the avenue. There's the people that, some people are very type A and they want control of the retreat. So some of these people that run retreats, they don't want to let go control of that. So it is finding that very niche area where it's, oh no, I don't want to do it. I have the market. I want to do it in Costa Rica, but I don't want to do the work. You do it. And somebody who's willing to pay that. We all have those things. I don't want to do it. I will pay somebody else to do it. And that's actually the market I need to get to. And it's just filtering out on my part who that person is.
Yeah. So I really do think that right now, especially for you in the beginning, just because there are a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of people in business that have great ideas, right? Like personally, you know, I've talked about trademarking a couple of my things. I look into it. I'm like, do I really want to spend the money on that? Like, I don't know. How serious am I about this? Right. And so I think in general, as business owners, things sound exciting. I mean, I think even at one point I was like, oh, I'd love to do a retreat. It's not that it's not something I don't want to do. It's that it's just, I haven't actually taken the time to sit down and really pre-sell my audience. And I think that's the biggest thing, is they've got to have an audience pre-sold and ready. And then it's like, okay, I know that I have at least 6 people. I mean, cause your retreats are small, right? Aren't they? You're not looking to fill 10, 20, 30 people size retreats. Aren't they smaller?
I haven't talked to anybody over 20 at this point.
Yeah. So I think that is really the key in your positioning and in your marketing, is if you want my done for you services, you have to have already, you have to already have an audience pre-sold ready and waiting for this retreat, or B, you've already run retreats and you've never actually gone out of the country, right? A lot of people do domestic retreats. So people that do these style of retreats or high-level masterminds, and they've always ever done them in the States and they're looking to do something out of the country, but the whole thought of like scare, like where's the safest place? Where do we fly into, right? Again, because they also know what they want to do as far as the actual retreat, but they don't know the area. And that's where your expertise comes in. Your boots on the ground in that area. You know what areas are safe. You know how to get them from point A to point B. You know what food is good. You know what I mean? You've met the locals. You have these relationships. And so that to me is a positioning issue that I would change for you, is I think you're just talking to the wrong people. It's not your pricing. Your pricing is really, really reasonable. So I don't think it's the pricing at all. I think it's just that you're talking to a lot of people that like, oh my God, this sounds exciting. But then when they see how much work it is, or they think about the fact that they have to sell it, is like, I don't have anybody in my audience willing to pay that. Right. And so even if they have a $5,000 program, doesn't mean they have an audience full of people that are ready to go to Costa Rica. If they have a $5,000 program right. that's targeted at moms, then they all have, you know, little kids, the chances of them getting their moms away from the little kids, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's a lot slimmer. Right. So again, I would really change your positioning and speak to the people that plan and do retreats on a regular basis, right? Like this is part of their marketing, retreats, masterminds, high level, out of, you know, getting people in person, doing in-person events is their selling. That's what they do. This is how they coach. These are their programs, and they've just never been to Costa Rica before.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I really like the idea of targeting people to doing retreats in the US already, because there are a ton mm-hmm. of people doing that. And you're right. I forget about the small questions people might have. Like, is it safe? If somebody just asked me, do I have to eat Mexican food the whole time? No, you're not in Mexico. But like, just taking my brain to the very beginning, if I've never been to Costa Rica,
right.
what would I want to know, and use that in my marketing? But it's been so long, I forget these thoughts go in people's head. Like, is it safe? Can you drink the water? Well, yes, I know. Both are fine, but I forget other people don't realize yeah. that. If you've never been, why would you know?
Right, exactly. And so, and then as far as the other audience that you already currently have, instead of trying to sell them, or right now you've got an audience full of people you're trying to convince, this is a good idea. So work with the people that already know they love in-person live retreats, and that's where your done-for-you services come into play. And then your other audience, really just focus on, okay, if you're serious about putting a retreat, let's do this consultation. Let's figure out how can we incorporate it in. Let's look at your audience. Do you have an offer that you can add this on to? Is it something, you know, on average, we're looking at $1,500 per person, and you're already charging $5,000. So let's do $6,000, and then maybe just add on a $500 upgrade to if they want to attend the retreat, right? Something of that sort, like really looking at their actual business and saying, like, who are the people? Who's in your audience? Who would we even target? Who would you even want to bring to this, right? Like, I think there is a high level of consulting that could go into play on the front end of even helping them see, like, here's who I would talk to. Show me your list. Like, let's look at your list of people. Who would you even want to reach out to? What do they need to do? Like, what commitment does your client need to give you? You know, who is the right audience to even come to Costa Rica? What are we trying to even accomplish while we do this retreat? What's the goal? How is it going to add to your program, right? Like, really diving in and looking at it. Because I think too, the idea sounds good, but then the thought of actually doing it is overwhelming. It's like, oh, who am I to host a retreat in Costa Rica? Who's going to come with me? What are we going to do? Am I teaching? Is it just fun? Right? Like, how do I sell this? Do I need to get deposits first? Right? I would even also encourage them to pre-sell it. Like, pre-sell it. If you're interested, I'm doing this retreat. It's a $250 deposit, right? If they can get 10 people to put $250 down, that secures their spot, which is also non-refundable, right? It may go towards another offer of theirs if for some reason they can't go to the retreat, but that $250 times 10 people just paid your $1,500 fee.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I really
so let
like
them
that idea.
Pre-sell it up front. They've got to get tickets pre-sold to this retreat prior to you even remotely stepping foot in.
Now, along those lines, something I feel like people want to know is the dates and how much are they spending total before I put down a $250 deposit. What would you suggest in terms of that? Because I feel like those are two things people want to know. I would want to know.
Yeah, I would give, like, a range. Do you have a range, or do you have budgets? Do you have retreats? Like, on average, like, I just was, I'll give you an example. So I reached out to a travel agent, couple months ago and said, listen, here's what we're thinking. We're trying to plan this Christmas, like all-inclusive Christmas thing with, so it's totally different, but I'm coming back around. And she said to me, well, what's your budget? And I said, well, I don't really know. Like, I have no idea what to expect. I'm thinking, like, I can't imagine we'd want to spend more than $3,000 or $4,000 a person, right? Like at the time. And she kind of knew based on locations, like, okay, for that amount, like I said, oh, well, let's go to Turks and Caicos. And she knew immediately off the top of her head, like, there's no chance you're getting to Turks and Caicos for $3,000 during Christmas, right? So I would say, as long as you can give ranges, right? Like, it won't cost you any more than this. It may be less, but we're looking at approximately $1,500 to $2,000 for a 5-day retreat. And I would have them pick some dates. It's probably going to be in the month of April or whatever, like in the month of April or May. So I would give, I don't think people need exacts. Some people do before they're going to put a deposit down. But again, it's $200. It's not, you know, I'm not talking like half or $1,000 deposit. You know, you're talking like $200. And if they decide they can't go because the dates don't work out or something of that sort, they can use it towards something else with that person, with the provider, but they just don't get that money back.
I think that makes sense.
I mean, I would try to come up with, like on paper for yourself, come up with some ranges. Like if you want this style of retreat, we're looking at approximately this amount of money. If you want this style retreat, it's approximately this per person. So I would give yourself, do some of that homework just so you have it. So that again, when you're presenting it to people, because I think you have to also understand is that there's so much unknown. And the second things start to become unknown, they become overwhelming. And when we get overwhelmed, we shut down, right? So it's almost like we can customize this, but we have retreat package A, package B, package C. A is, you know, more of a yoga retreat. B is more of a mastermind. C is more of like this super fun boats, catamarans, luxury, right? And these start at this price. This one starts at this price and this one starts at this price. So you can kind of give people a bit of a range too. And that may also help with your selling. If you can say to them, listen, here's the three different styles of retreats I typically plan. What one, you know, what does your audience think? And what do you feel most comfortable with?
Yeah. And we have something like that now. I have to work on a better way to present it without giving away all of my sources as well. So that's something I need to work on.
I would definitely work on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would help a lot is to be able to present and say, okay, here's what we can give you. You're not giving away the sources. And the reality is that if they're going to take and run with it themselves, again, this is all part of the consultation or whatever, you know, they've paid you some money, but again, if they're going to take and run with it themselves, then let them take and run with it themselves. It's not any, you know, who cares at this point, because there's somebody else that's not going to, they're going to try it. Let them try it. Then they're far more likely to come back and be like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm ready to pay you. You know what I mean? But if you can give them, you know, three different styles to think about, like, hey, here's this. If you really want just the lowest cost, you just want to get your people together, have a great time, not do a lot of excursions, just kind of really enjoy the space and do it as, you know, inexpensively as possible, but just as a way to connect and be more in person and very intimate, we can do it this way. If you're looking for that more luxury experience, we can do all of these things. Options include a catamaran. Didn't you do like that fire? I think at one point I saw something with like a fire ceremony, you know, a yoga, a private yoga instructor, a chef, right? Like high end, like you can pick and choose and we can customize it. But these are some options that would include, or you can kind of blend the both. You know, I think too that it shuts down the overwhelm a little bit. Like it seems more manageable versus like, well, what do you want it to do? You know?
Yes, that's true. That's a good point, because just for education purposes, you can't promise people a $2,000 retreat and promise all these luxurious activities. Like it's just not going to happen. If you want a $2,000 retreat, you're getting a $2,000 retreat. It's just
and some
different.
People want so that,
just
right?
For education, they do. Exactly. Yeah, some people want the rustic kind of just in nature, just bare bones.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what people are just not understanding. Like, I don't know. I can't even come up with a price because I can't even fathom. I have no idea even what to expect.
Yeah, I think you're right. Something visual would be helpful.
Just to give them. And again, what I always try to tell people is there's always room for customization. So setting packages or creating these three set style offers of retreats doesn't mean that you can't bring somebody in that says, I want this and this and this, right? Like there's always room for customization. But what this does is make the selling easier because it eliminates overwhelm. So it doesn't mean that people aren't going to say, I want package A, and then, oh, but wait, can we get one meal catered? Right? Like there's always opportunity for customization. So keep that in mind, but you can't present customization up front with all the options because then it seems very overwhelming and they think, oh God, this sounds expensive. My audience is never going to go for this.
Yes, you're 100% right, because I realized that in my very first conversations, I was too many choices, too much, and it was just decision overwhelm. Like, I don't know. I have no idea. So that's definitely something I need to implement, is just presenting those packages just so it's visible.
So to wrap this up, here's my action items. I want to make sure I give you action items. So number one would be to create some type of visual with package starting rates. You know, something of that sort, just to be able to use that in your marketing, use it in your lead generation, use it in your discovery calls, everything that allows that. Number two is I would start researching people that already host retreats domestically. Get a list of those people, find them, and start targeting those people that really want to take their audience outside of the US. For something maybe a little bit more luxury, or maybe more of just that intimate nature jungle feel, and really start having those conversations. Because again, their audience is already ready and waiting for retreats. That's what they're used to buying. And then as far as your current audience, I would reach out to some that you feel like are warm leads that you felt like you lost out on, and offer more of that consulting level to say, what can we do? Let's really look at and see, can we come up with this? How can we get a deposit? How can we pre-sell this? I would even call it something like a pre-sell consult, right? Like, let's pre-sell your retreat. Let's figure out if your audience is ready for it. Like, help them
Yeah.
pre-sell it. That will then get
That's
them
a
the
good
m
name for it.
money to pay you to plan that. Right?
I like that idea. I like that.
Good. Any other last minute questions? Was this helpful?
Super helpful. Yes, I don't think I have any more questions. Those three action steps are really good. Give me something to focus on. And reach out to people and different avenues to pursue.
Yeah. And I would get really focused on a couple. So spend the next maybe 60 days reaching out to just retreat planners and just consulting, right? Like, so it's bringing money in, but it's also targeting people that are already ready. Stop getting in the business of convincing and start getting in the business of like, I already know I have this. I already have an audience ready and waiting. I just need to know that you're the best person for me.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Awesome. Awesome. Heather, how can people find out more about you if they want to schedule a retreat? Tell everybody, where can they find you? Where can they learn more about your retreats?
So you can go to goddessgetawaves.com, no Y, V like waves, and that will have my contact information. It will have a little bit information on the retreats and all my social media platforms if you want to reach out to me there.
Awesome. I'll make sure I get all of those links in the show notes. If you want to connect with Heather, if you are listening and you are somebody who would love to have a retreat in Costa Rica, reach out. Reach out to Heather, have the conversation. If you know somebody, if you're listening to this and you know somebody that is a retreat planner or somebody who sells retreats domestically, please make the introduction to Heather. If possible, the more we help each other, the more we grow. So Heather, thanks so much for being here with me. I appreciate it. And if you have any other questions, you know how to find me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.